Over the years, as businesses in Utica left or closed, the city has faced a problem of what to do with the empty buildings. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, in recent years, Utica has ramped up its efforts to sell these vacant commercial properties in an attempt to generate sales and property tax revenues.
Since 2012, the city has sold at least 8 vacant commercial properties to private developers, including a former Superfund site that was dormant for more than a decade. The buildings, which must be empty for at least 3 years before the city can foreclose on them, are scattered through the city. According to Brian Thomas, Commissioner of Urban and Economic Development, in many cases these buildings have been vandalized and stripped of valuables, but investors still believe they have potential.
There is an interest out there for these kind of properties and for more development in the city. We're still having success in selling those properties, even given the hurdles that these buildings and individual properties have.
And Mayor Robert Palmieri says when those properties sell, jobs are created and much-needed sales and property tax revenues are injected into the city.
It's a continued growth, and within continued growth, that means a lot of hard work. You don't stand by watching how great things have been in the last 3 years. You move forward. And again, I think it's an opportunity for an investor to invest in the city of Utica.
In Utica, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.